The Big Favour with Darren, Kerry and Skye on East Coast Radio.
We know that KZN has been impacted. Triple unprecedented events, a global pandemic, followed by unrest, followed by the worst floods that we've seen in living memory. We've just really been through the worst of it. And the South Coast, I think, suffering the worst of the worst. So you've been identified as an area that needs a lot of help. And we have friends in that area that want to help the people that help people. And one of those helpers is from the KwaZulu-Natal Foundation, Isipingo Hills, Ashin Ramadar. Morning, Ashin.
Morning, Dan.
Welcome
Good
to the show.
Morning to the rest of the team here.
Now, the KwaZulu-Natal Foundation, what is it? What do you do?
We're an NPO based in Isipingo Hills. Main aim is we raise funds for anybody, whoever comes to us or whoever we feel that needs help, be it a school, be it a child, an individual. Whoever, we do our best, go out, raise funds, or if somebody needs maybe a groceries for the month, or there's a community that's battling, we put funds together, make up food hampers, and give it out.
And just help people.
Yeah, just helping people in any way possible that we can.
And how long have you been around?
We've been around from 2016. That's when the NPO has been registered, but we've been doing work way before that.
Yeah. How many volunteers do you have?
We are a small foundation. There's like about 7 or 8 of us.
Yeah.
But we make it happen.
There's so many people right now, especially on the South Coast, who need help, and they need people like you who are the helpers. But right now, we're going to find somebody who can help the helpers. We have Kurt Hoggan. He's the general manager of Galleria Mall. So at this point, I'd like to introduce you, Ashin, Kurt. Kurt.
Morning, Kurt.
Ashin.
It's good to meet you.
How's it, Ashin? How are you?
Very well, and you?
Good, good. Ashin, thank you. Yeah, you know, life is hard out there, and sometimes it's difficult for people to even make that small donation because they themselves are struggling.
Exactly.
And, you know, at the end of the day, we as a community, doesn't matter where you live, what areas, where you come from, and or how your upbringing is, everyone needs help somewhere along the line.
For sure.
And Galleria Mall would like to take this opportunity to donate to you 50,000. Rand.
Yo.
So this...
I'm lost for words.
it's a small amount of money, but we hope it will help you.
Believe me, it's not small.
What are you going to do with 50,000 Rand?
There's a lot that I can do with it. There's a lot of communities that need help. I'll try my best to help as many as we can. In fact, this morning, before this interview, I had plans to go to Tongaat to take my baki with the Floban because they're still battling without water.
Yes.
But since this interview came up, I just had to put that on hold. So when I'm done here, going back to Isipingo, loading my baki with the Floban, I have 100 bottles of 5-liter water that has been contributed by the mosque in Isipingo. So I'm taking that up there.
Nice, nice.
So...
Now, Ashin, we need people like you. And we need people like you, Kurt, that help people like Ashin. This is what the Big Favour is about. I hope this 50,000 Rand really helps you out, Ashin.
Yo, this is... I'm really taken aback. I'm still in shock. But thank you so much.
Don't drive in shock. Take a seat until you're feeling better, and then take the water.
No. We are truly grateful for this, and it really means a lot.
It's our pleasure.
We are really grateful.
It's our pleasure, and good luck out there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity.
And Darren, just from Galleria Mall, we'd like to take this opportunity to thank East Coast Radio. Without this medium to go out into the community, it would be difficult. So thank you to East Coast Radio for the Big Favour. It's an awesome achievement, and we believe it goes a long way.